Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, September 25th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, wherever you're located, all around this globe. We're glad that you're here. I'm looking forward to our call tonight. Looking forward to hearing a teaching that Sue has found for us tonight. And as soon as we pray the call in, we'll go to Sue for that teaching. So let's pray the call in first. Lord God, thank you for this day, for the fall season that we're in, the season of autumn. Thank you for everything that's coming with it. We appreciate the change in weather. And we appreciate all of us coming together to witness the greatest turnover of wealth in the history of the world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a special time. Every Tuesday and Thursday night, as Bob points out. And I really enjoy the teaching that you find for us, too, as well.
Well, I'm going to share what just came in as we get ready for this teaching. And as you were saying fall, I want everybody to zoom out in their mind, and I want you to see our beautiful Earth.
Yeah.
Like you were looking at it from maybe the moon, and see it spinning, and see our world, and realize it's even bigger than the largest transfer of wealth. It's a reset of all the systems fueled by the wealth. And just realize that, you know, it's traveling around the sun, the light is shifting in different areas of the Earth, and yet the whole world, literally everyone, everything on our planet is about to be reset. So amazing. So amazing. So tonight's teaching is related to this, and I want to say, I want to thank all the people that we get to encourage. I'm getting feedback for some reason. And all the people that have been encouraging to Bob, that have been encouraging to you, Bruce, and that have been encouraging to me, and you know who you are. And this teaching is dedicated to the spirit of encouragement, the surprising ministry of encouragement. Encourage one another. Thessalonians 5:11. Does encouragement seem to you a good but small thing? To me, it's huge. I want to explain why I think this way, and I'd like to persuade you to join me. I've never met anyone suffering from too much encouragement in Christ. Have you? I think about the ministry of encouragement a lot, but not as much as I should. My friend Murray Harris, the New Testament scholar, said to me once, encouragement is one of the most important ministries in the church of the New Testament. Our biblical authenticity is at stake here, whether we are overflowingly encouraging to one another. Encouragement is what the gospel feels like as it moves from one believer to another. The ministry of encouragement, therefore, isn't optional or just for people with a knack for it. Real encouragement has authority over us all. It deserves nothing less than to set the predominant tone of our families, our homes, our ministries. So let's think it through and then let's get after it. What is encouragement? The New Testament verb translated encourage can also mean to comfort, cheer up, console, speak in a friendly manner. Throughout, encouragement is about the life-giving power of our shared beliefs and our shared life. Jesus used the noun form of this verb when in John 14:26 he called the Holy Spirit our helper, that is, our encourager as an empowering presence among us. J.B. Phillips paraphrased this title of the Holy Spirit as someone to stand by you. I've never met anyone suffering from too much encouragement in Christ. So we're already seeing that our ministry of encouragement can look like standing with one another, bringing a life-giving presence to one another. That's a lot more than saying hi as we walk from the parking lot into the church building on a Sunday morning. Real encouragement is one way we experience the Holy Spirit together. It's how we experience real community together. And this kind of community is not life-depleting, but life-enriching. Not guarded and aloof, but all in and involved. Not scrutinizing and criticizing, but affirming and strengthening. Learning to one another. The one another commands of the New Testament paint a picture of the beauty of human relationships. These one another's include not only encourage one another, but also love one another, John 13:34. Welcome one another, Romans 15:7. Confess your sins to one another, James 5:16 and more. It's a total way of enjoying Christ together. Who wouldn't love to jump in? At the same time, we've noticed the one another's that do not appear in Scripture, but sometimes appear among us. For example, scold one another, humble one another, pressure one another, shame one another, guilt one another, for starters. Why don't we all back up and we learn how to love one another and together in Christ? And is there a better place to start and encourage one another? The New Testament puts encouragement at the very foundation of real Christianity. So if there's any encouragement in Christ, Philippians 2:1. But stepping out into new relational patterns is risky, with risks worth taking. The ministry of encouragement frees us from safe neutrality, from keeping our cards close to our chest, from evaluating one another with cost-benefit calculations. Real encouragement sweeps us away into a glad-hearted, up-close engagement with one another. And when the encouragement we're sharing back and forth gets so strong that it starts feeling awkward, then good. We're finally getting somewhere. Think about how much you have offered encouragement this week. When you send an email, were you encouraging? When you speak to someone, were you encouraging? And let that be the testament of your ability to live in the new love and the new patterns of Christ. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was a really encouraging teaching because it does tell us how important it is. I'm going to even say not only the ministry of encouragement, but it's also, we can almost look at it as a gift. A gift of encouragement. Are we a person that is gifted to encourage one another in these things? Are we apt to say positive things and encourage other people that we come in contact with in our community throughout the day? Are we apt to put people down or talk negatively about other people? Are we apt to shame other people or blame other people? Or do we look at it as if we can encourage one another in these things, in these truths? I think we'd rather be an encourager. I know God would prefer that we would encourage one another and love one another. And I think that when we encourage each other, it's showing love. It's showing the love of Christ. It's very easy to think poorly of someone else or gossip or say something negative about another person, but it's always better if we can say something positive about them and encourage one another in these things and love one another. Sue is an encourager. Bob is a major encourager. I'm an encourager. These are things that we share, that we do, that we are in common with. And I think it's so important that we take that attitude and that we make it an act of something that we do. We say it, but we also do it. We encourage one another. It's so important, especially in the body of Christ that's under attack. It's under attack more and more these days than ever before, I think. And I think if we can be an encouragement and help one another, it's a form of help. Help one another. That's really what God would love. He says, you know, this commandment I give to you, that you love one another. You know, that was his final and biggest commandment that he gave the apostles. Because love covers a multitude of sin. And it's really important that we take that position of loving one another and being an encourager just like Jesus would be. You know, it's a very simple concept, but it's a very important concept. You know, that we can do that. We walk that out. We speak it, but we walk it out. Sometimes people need encouragement. They're sad. They need a shoulder to cry on. They need somebody to put their arm around them, to pray for them. You know, if they're hurting or if they've been injured, you know, we need to make sure that we step forward and act as Jesus would want us to act. And a lot of that is in form of encouragement. So that's what I got out of that teaching, Sue. Thank you for it. I think it's really important that we take that in, that we embody that teaching. And Bob, I know you're an encourager, no question about it. Every time you say something, it's an encouragement to us. How would you react or how would you respond to this? And Sue's the same way. Sue encourages me, and I encourage her back. I think we do it to lift one another up, to lift each other up. And so, Bob, what would you say about Sue's teaching tonight?
Well, thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. So, you know, I think everybody needs encouragement, and sometimes people will, you know, look at others that may seem to be in very high positions and seem very confident, but the whole concept of encouragement, you know, is not lost on those people either. And if you looked at the meeting in the Oval Office today with President Trump signing executive orders and a beautiful proclamation making today, Gold Star Family Day. And and you look at the people around him, his cabinet secretaries and staff, and Trump is saying good things about them as the stories unfold about what's going on with these new executive orders. And he had many, many talks today with foreign leaders. The president of Turkey was in town and the president of Hungary. He had major talks with all the Middle Eastern people and with President Xi to finally work out the end of the TikTok deal. And all along the way, he's saying kind things about the people that did the work. The vice president, the secretary of commerce, he's saying nice things about Erdogan. He's saying nice things about President Xi, thanking him for helping get the TikTok deal done. And you can see very clearly that regardless of a person's stature on the world stage, they need encouragement. They need thanks. Thank you for helping with that deal. And, oh, by the way, let's meet next week and talk about, you know, the fairness of tariffs. And let's now that we've got this done with TikTok, let's start talking about how all that money that was going somewhere else is now going to, you know, the advertising dollars will partly benefit the American people. And it's a whole extravaganza of encouragement as you watch this unfold. And and it doesn't matter. Even you can even see beaming smiles of the Secretary of the Treasury, the Vice President, as they are being thanked for a good job. You can see them beaming with pride, and it's like, it's almost the ultimate encouragement that they're receiving, right? But then you think how great that might be, and you think about the encouragement from Jesus in his teachings that we can read about and listen to teachings like these teachings and Bruce's commentary. And, you know, you want to talk about encouragement, how about this? You shall do even greater works than me, than I. Right? So it's like, okay, thanks for the encouragement. I guess I better get pretty darn busy to do greater works than the greatest man who ever lived. How is that even remotely possible? Well, when you think about it, we have a lot longer, right? To do great works. It's only a few years for him. For us, it's a few decades. It's 10 decades. It might be a few hundred years for all we know.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And we'll have so much more time, and we have so many more resources. We want to help the poor. Well, it should be a lot easier for us, right? And guess what? We have his guidance. All we have to do is pray.
That's
right. I want to do greater works than you. Here's what I'm working on. What should I do next? Well, guess what? His advice is allowing you in that moment to do a work as great as his, right? Because he's living through you. And if you are going to be the type of person that notices the possible, even if it's improbable or no one's ever done it before, and you can point it out to other people as it was given to you in your prayers, and you can show the way, and you can lend a helping hand to many, many people, as people on the call plan to do with the blessing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The possibilities in aggregate from the millions of people is staggering. And I think Jesus would look down and go, wow, look at all those people working on all these amazing projects all at the same time with all this money. Some of them are praying for guidance, which I'm happily giving. And he's giving it with love, right? Encouragement can be given with love, as Sue pointed out. And it can also be given by threat. Right? I mean, if you look at the story of the gangster Lansky, he was very encouraging. He simply said, "You're going to do this or I can't help you." And everybody knew what that meant. That was encouraging, but it wasn't very nice. That's not the type of encouragement that we want to participate in. We're doing it, as the teaching pointed out, we're doing it with love. And if it's Christ-focused and it's heart-centered, then we will be encouraged by love, and we will encourage others with a loving presence and loving words.
That's good, Bob. That's really good, and that's so true. I love that part. Sue, this was a very important teaching for us as a reminder and as an encourager for us to take this thing and run with it and make, that should be sort of a daily thing that we try to do with people, is try to find someone or pray that God gives us someone to encourage every day. Imagine if that took off and that was something that people did. You know, it's like Joyce Meyer said, you know, "God, give me someone to bless today, to help today." Well, what about give me someone to encourage today? Because we come across it all the time. We come across people that need it. And we need it. We all need it. Sue, what was your takeaway from this teaching tonight?
I was so... How would I say? I was so delighted. I spent quite a bit of time picking out just the right teaching, and to find this was really, I just delighted in it. And, you know, for all of us, the number one that we have to do is we have to be encouraging for ourselves so that we're full enough to be encouraging for others, and then we're strong enough to offer that encouragement. And there's so many people, Bruce, Bob, and everyone. I mean, these wonderful people that'll write, you know, you'll hear a testimonial in a minute, or "thank you so much," or "you and Bruce and Bob," or it's just the sweetest act of empathy. Mm-hmm. Just understanding that we show up every Tuesday and Thursday night, that we're bringing our hearts, our encouragement, we're bringing it together, all of us together, and we're pulling back so we can actually see that we're a family walking up this moderate climb, sometimes steep, to reap the reward of this enormous awakening and shift, and to be encouraged back. Like, you know, people that know we need encouragement. There's a lot that we do on this call. And I get so deeply touched by the way Bob encourages, the way you encourage, Bruce, the way these people that write emails, for the most part, they see the heart that we put in it. And I'm going to be really honest. I also, every once in a while, will see people that don't have that. And it hurts, actually. It's like, I think to myself, they must be in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
They must be in a, and that's trauma. And that's a whole bunch of things, so I'm not going to go there. But it's really interesting. As I was reading it, I was thinking about what a beautiful way to softly just shift that and say, that's very encouraging. You know, just shine a light on it and say, that's so encouraging. Because it's really pretty. There's not just an attack on Christians. It's a mental health disorder, actually, when you attack, when you assume the worst. It's actually a mental health disorder. It's a negative, stuck in some fear or control or something. And it helped me to see with compassion that if we can just choose to be encouraging to each other, practice being more pro-connective and kind, this whole world would change because it would get us out of survival. That's what you saw, Bob, when you were watching the president sign. When people are not going to toxic positivity, but authentically encouraging and appreciative, and you can tell when that's happening. There's presence, there's connection, there's truth, and there's this feels beautiful to be in connection with where we're both going or where we're all going. And I just want to thank everybody that has ever offered the big call, Bruce, Bob, and I, and you know who you are. Some of you are in the desert. Some of you are in the mountains. Some of you are, I know a lot of encouragers. I know people that are traveling in Spain right now and sign up for my course before I even announce it. I know just amazing, just the encouragement of saying, I'm right there with you. I'm going to get there before you even do this. That's encouragement. That's encouragement. It's like a light bond. And so that's why I love the teaching. And thank you both for what you brought and always bring.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Those are great comments. And you too, Bob. Very, very strong. Very nice. Oh, I love it. Yes, it's nice to be encouraged. And Sue gets all these emails, most of which are encouraging. So that's really great. Not all, but most. Yes, most are great.
Right.
And thank you. Thank you, Sue, that you do that.
99.9%. Very blessed.
Okay.
Yes.
Amen. That's great. Well, let's do this. We're moving forward. It's time to look into prayer and praise. As you're looking those up, Sue,
I've got it.
I have got a praise report I'd like to put out.
Okay.
That was passed on to me. You remember on Tuesday night, we prayed for a second Max who had been in a motorcycle accident and was on a respirator. Well, he is off of the respirator tube. They pulled that air tube or oxygen tube out, and so that's a good thing. That's a real positive move that he could get that removed in a couple of days and is breathing on his own. So praise God for that report. Okay, Sue?
Good. Wonderful. This is from Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise is for Big Call Universe, who are all over the world. God loves you more than you know. Release the noise in your ears so you can hear God's still, quiet voice talking to you. Listen carefully as God will guide you through these last steps before we begin our projects. I pray for all those who will be going through the med bed We will be new God people. Stay strong and be blessed. Love you all, Pastor Scott.
Thank you, Pastor Scott. Thank you very much for that.
My thank you one.
Absolutely.
Okay. Here's another. Hold on a second. I'm going to do it. Yeah, I guess do it this way. This is from Edith. Mr. Roberts, my ex-husband, went into the hospital yesterday, unable to do anything. Turns out he's got blood clots in his legs. He had no oxygen coming into his lungs. He's had a hard time doing anything. I talked to him into going to the hospital, and he's in Cape Canaveral. Please pray for him. He suffered so much with every kind of illness in the past 10 to 15 years. Thank you so much, Ms. Eddy, a Boomer's client. So let's do Ms. Eddy. Let's say it that way. Eddy. Ms. Eddy, let's everyone put their hands on their hearts. And realizing the power of that beautiful, unified heart in Christ. Imagine people all around the world, millions of people, putting their hands on their hearts and sending to Mr. Robert and you, Eddy, and combining it with Christ's pure love and that pure frequency of healing that your ex-husband and you, so that you're just as strong, are surrounded in with this light of Christ that is cleansing his mind, cleansing his body, pouring in light that removes the trauma of the past 10 to 15 years, the memory of having gone through what he's gone through, and is surrounding you both in this supercharged cocoon of being ready for the med beds, of pulling in with every breath just the highest energy of healing, love, and connection to Christ, so that your every thought is lifted above disease and brought into Christ, and you're sealed in wholeness, in regeneration, and early access to everything, including the med beds that can heal. In Jesus' name, we pray and say amen.
Amen and amen.
And now we're going to do... hold on. Oh, please, just one second. Let me find this one. Where was it? I hope. Yes. This is from Tina. And Tina wrote a very long prayer request. And so we're just going to shorten it and just say we're all connecting and staying in prayer for you, Tina, that every condition, every issue, every pattern, every aspect of your living experience in your body, in your life, in your past, and in your future is brought into complete healing through Christ. And that right now, Christ's perfect love is casting out anything less than total wholeness, total healing, and total supercharged, supernatural, mental, emotional, physical, and financial stability, so that you're grounded, centered, stationed, anchored, empowered, fully empowered in the light of Christ. And you wake up tomorrow morning, and you can feel the difference so powerfully that you have to pinch yourself. You're in that state. You're in wonder. as you notice how different you feel. In Jesus' name, we call you healed. We call you blessed. We call you totally whole and say amen.
Amen. Amen.
And now we have Jeannie. Here we go. From Jeannie, Romans 8:28. Everything happens for a reason. The emphasis in this verse is not on uncovering reason for every event, but on trusting God, the God who is actively working in every event. Psalm 121:4. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Yes, our help comes from the Lord. He's our hope, our deliverer, and our ever-present help in trouble now and forever. Through Christ our Lord, amen. We are all united in grief. We are all family and have the same Father in heaven. We are so thankful that people celebrated Charlie's life with a beautiful revival on Sunday instead of riots and a beautiful prayer vigils instead of violence. Today we pray for the Big Call platform, all the leaders, the millions of listeners, everyone working behind the scenes, everyone's physical, mental, and spiritual health, everyone's prayer requests for healing and unity in this country and around the world, and Charlie Kirk's family. We pray for all victims of school shootings, political violence, and political shootings, and anyone that was attacked for their religious or political beliefs. We pray for the victims of the Dallas ICE facility shooting yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We continue to pray for the RV blessing and especially the med beds. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. Through Christ our Lord, amen and amen, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie.
That's our,
very important.
That's it, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Anything else, Sue, you can think of? That's it for tonight?
That's
okay.
It.
That's it.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Beautiful job on that tonight, Sue. As always, really good. Oh, boy. I was just thinking. Sue, this is a great time to tell us a little bit about the MedBed 100s and anything else you'd like for us to know tonight.
Let's just pause for a second. I think what we'll do is we'll start. It's interesting for me, as the person that collated this information and created it in a class, and why? What was the motivation there? For me, having access, that Bruce and I have access to these people that are rolling out the med beds from the military in the U.S., and that is very, very precious information and insight. That's one. And then number two, I've worked with people for 35 years. I've got like scary, you know, thousands and thousands of hours of one-on-one with people and in groups and in different settings, corporate and private. And so I know a little bit about what happens when people are about to step into something as breathtaking as the med beds. And I've heard it in the classes I've done where, you know, fathers in their 60s are talking about what it's going to be like, really struggling with what their son is going to do when they're 32 and the father's going to be 35. Or, you know, mothers, grandmothers, I wonder if this mother, grandmother who likes kitty cats, that's all they'll say, right, Bruce? You know, talking about what it's like when a daughter sees her coming back with straight hair, how freaked out she was. And you can feel what it's like for people when they're thinking about reintegrating back in after they've had this experience. So I had witnessed discussion. This was about 2 years before I produced this class. And I was seeing that it was very fragmented for a lot of people. I was seeing that they didn't have a clear picture. I was noticing that probably the most important thing for people to start moving towards, just like Bob said, is like, okay, you've got time to start stepping it up to be Christ-like. Christ was very coherent. He wasn't all over the map. He was 100% pure on his mission, 100% pure in his intent and his love and his wisdom. And in order to do that, you have to get into certain states that aren't fragmented, that aren't distracted. And if we're going to create a loving society, you've got to have enough self-love to want to step into your wholeness. That's self-love. That's capital S. That's Holy Spirit. That's not having your attention all over the place. And so that's in our programs, is our neuroplasticity and Christ meditations, where you actually get to step into the experience and you get to imagine, rehearse, experience trying on these new 65 abilities, skills, qualities, characteristics, and just really process what's about to happen. So that's how the class, which is 3 hours of classes, 2 meditations, 65, a list, an instruction of how to go through, and really consciously design what your spirit is guiding you to become. Pre-MedBed with the interview, in the MedBed, I still process the MedBed, and I do it like every other day. So I can embody now who I am leading myself, instead of being a passive person, just showing up with dire needs and not having the opportunity or having access to articulate. I'd love to be able to, what are some of the things? Like, I want to learn how, I want to be a surfer. I want to be able to be in nature and surf. I want to be able to speak 5 different languages. I want, you know, all the things that I'm not going to express totally here, but, and say it in 10 minutes. So I'm going to read you a testimonial. And I thought that this came in yesterday or 9:23. Hi, Sue. Hi. I purchased the MedBed class the very first time you announced it. I've listened to it over and over again. I would say at least 2 dozen times or more. As you know, I have to be comfortable mentally in everything I do. That means she wants to be consolidated. The more you listen to these classes, the more confidence you have and the more comfortable you become. Med beds are new for everyone, so that could cause some anxiety, but the Med Bed 100 prepares you totally. Thank you for the Med Bed 100. God bless you, Carolyn. It's, you know, it's weird that I'm kind of witnessing myself right now. I'm having an authentic live in front of millions of people. But it's weird how, even as the creator of this, it's like I'm deepening in the appreciation of what I was guided to create because it is that immensely valuable. But literally, here's what it's going to do. If you listen to it, we're literally together, all the people that have bought it, and thank you. You're literally making it possible to be a bridge, walking out. When you walk out and you come back into your family and you walk out for the next probably 2 or 3 months, you're going to have something that will stabilize you. You could go back to those meditations because there isn't anything like that that exists to stabilize you in your new identity. That's number one. Number two, when you buy the MedBed 100, you're preparing yourself to be the future human. If you get into the MedBeds as the Zim holders that we are, you are major pioneer walking out as this is the future of humanity. I don't think people really have that. I think they've got, I've got to get into the med bed because I'm so sick. It's way, way bigger than that. Especially with this program, you're going to get to reflect on what would be a beautiful quality that you could bring to the world. Like I used to sing, but I couldn't read music. And so at a certain point, or I didn't get trained in reading music, I had to stop, like, you know, 16, 17. I'll be reading music. I'll be singing. Think about the gifts. And realize this too. The gifts you'll be activating in a world that will be going to three-day work weeks.
Work week.
Mm-hmm. It's really important for you to do the things that will create community, creativity, self-expression. We have things for, you know, making your relationships better, creative expression, intelligence, 7 different categories. So, here's what I'm going to say about this and sign off for the evening. Just ask yourself, and I did this on Tuesday, just ask yourself if you feel really whole, really ready, really vibrant, and really alive and clear around your med bed experience. Like you've got dire needs, but you have the whole picture. And if you do, then you don't need the MedBed 100. But if you're not completely clear and coherent, and you want to be that in your future, for the future of your family, for the world, for everything, then $100 for 2 1.5 classes and a meditation that's going to ground you and stabilize you, do you think that might be worth your investment? That's all. That's all I have to say. It's really, it's something you've got to feel into for yourself and say, would I like to be solid in this instead of scattered, fragmented, or kind of knowing what I'm going to get into? but I'd like to be really walking in clarity, confidence, and joy. So that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. And I'll remind the people that are interested in the MedBed 100.
Oh, how to get it. Thank you.
To send Sue.
Yes, yes.
Send Sue an email.
I'll do it, yeah.
Oh, go ahead, Sue. Pick it up.
Yeah, I was so in the experience, like the living experience of what it is.
I know.
That's funny.
Inside joke.
Bob is like, I can see Bob right now.
Me too.
So here's what you have to do. Just send an email. Yeah. Send an email to integrated, integrated minds, M-I-N-D-S. Look it up before you do it, because I've had a bunch of people think they sent it to me and no, they spelled it wrong. Look up integrated.
Yeah.
Make sure, just check that. I know it's complicated.
Yeah.
But it's like high-level truth is why we have integrated minds at hushmail.com. And then just put MB100, put your name, and whether you have an invoice or not. Huh?
In the subject line?
In the
subject line?
MB100 in the subject line, then put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. We love the people with PayPal. Saves us a step. And we love these people that are so sweet. I'm just going to say it. It's such a little ping. Like, we're in this together. We appreciate you so much. It's just a great, great thing. So thank you. And, you know, let me also explain something. This isn't just selling anything. This is... We have to be very, we do it this way so we can protect the actual rollout of the med beds. So we do it so it's kind of curated is what we're going to call it. And we're doing it so we have gotten some funky emails. And I said, that looks kind of funny. And it turns out it's like two people that didn't even say their name. And I looked it up and they're two dead people. So we can tell. We can tell when something funky is going on. So we do this to just keep everything kind of, we've got our eyes on it. Let's put it that way. So send us an email. It's $100. Ask yourself, do I want to be part of this incredible future? And how can I enhance it by my outcome that I help co-create and learn how to design through the MedBed 100 program. That's it. It's a night, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you for finishing that up and letting everybody know how to contact you. And that's really important. Get these things underway and get them out. Yeah, a lot of people have already signed up for the MedBed 100, and it's, you know what's important about it to me? There's a lot of misinformation out there about the med beds. There's stuff that people are putting out that it's just not true. We know, KNOW, we know what these holographic med beds look like. Generally speaking, how they work, we know a lot about them.
I would say, I'll just quickly top that off. That's true. But Bruce, this class is not about processing a lot of information. It's about processing how you want to create the experience of your future self.
Right.
And it's really about, it's so much not about the med bed. It's about what do you want to see yourself experiencing as a result of reflecting on. It's a very different, nobody's done that. It's amazing that nobody's done that.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. I'm grateful because...
Yeah, I don't think anybody has the access to the information that we have either.
I guess that's true.
Has come out with anything that I would say is valid yet. Because I know how they work.
That
I know what they look like.
Yeah.
I know the whole thing.
Yeah.
And we have people that have seen the miracles that come out of the med beds. People that have no arm growing a new arm. People with no leg below the knee growing a new leg and a new foot.
Okay,
in 27 minutes.
But this is different. This is a little
different. I know, but I'm saying it's important
to know that this information is
accurate.
That's very accurate. But the point is that it's grounded in hard data of the experience, yes. But it's also about what we're giving to people that's going to allow them to shape their experience beyond just the basic information of going in for dire need. And that is incredibly important. Incredibly important.
It's every bit as important. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce.
Let's move forward and let's take this into the next level. How do we prepare our bodies? How do we give nutrition to us, to ourselves? How do we protect against things that would come against our health in the meantime? Using Boomer's products. And that's what I want to have Bob go over with us and talk about with testimonials, with a recap of their sale, and anything else that he feels is pertinent.
Thank you, Bruce.
Well,
I'm inspired now after that discussion about the med beds.
Yep.
I'm gonna photo read the MedBed 100 and tell them to put it on maximum power.
Amen. Yes. Set the phaser to stun, Lottie.
Oh, Bob.
So I'm gonna be like Hercules.
Yeah, I'm afraid of that on the golf course, Bob. I'm afraid when we go to tee it up, you'll have a Hercules body.
Yeah. I'm shooting for 175 mile an hour club head speed.
Ooh, that's quick. That is fast.
Yeah. That's what you need to hit a 500 yard drive.
So, okay.
I mean, if you're gonna ace a par five, you got to be able to do that.
You got to reach it. Never up, never in.
Yeah.
That's true.
Hey, so in the meantime, we have Myotrol, and we got a testimonial yesterday. This guy wrote in, love the huge difference. On days I don't take it, I notice. I take it in the mornings and I'm able to be active throughout a 12-hour day. I'm a young 65, but it helps. Thanks. And this is something we'll talk about in a minute in regard to staying healthy while we're anticipating the med beds and how to stay healthy afterwards also.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just let people know that here we are on the 25th, which is Thursday, 25th of September. And if people go to the website to try to buy Myotrol, it says it's out of stock. And I can tell you it's going to be back in stock on the 30th. I just spoke this evening to Eric Kurtz, who was in touch with the trucking company.
Mm-hmm.
They said the product's going to land Monday evening in Lakeland, which is about an hour and 15 minutes down the road. So sometime on Tuesday, they're going to bring it over. If it comes early enough on Tuesday, we'll start shipping stuff on Tuesday.
Amen.
If not, start shipping on Wednesday.
Right.
So that's the update on that. And
good.
We got a lot of stuff going on in regard to inventory like that. We have a brand new batch of Boomer Boost being made right now.
Okay.
They're waiting on one last ingredient, which is the tocotrienol, which is vitamin E. They already secured the tocopherol, which is also vitamin E, different kind of vitamin E. And then when that last ingredient arrives and passes quarantine and testing, they're going to begin making us a brand new batch of Boomer Boost. So
right.
It goes on. This is 13 years now making Boomer Boost. And the same company has been able to do it for us the whole time.
Well, that's good, yeah.
Different employees, but same company. And just to let people know what we're doing with our sale, our Build Your Own Bundle sale is still going on. You can put together a bundle from 8 different products that we have on a list. We give suggested bundles that help with certain things that you can put together. And just scroll down underneath the pictures of the things that are in the bundle, like Gladiator Barley and Collagen and Good Night Formula and Resveratrol and Ashwagandha and the Vital 3s, vitamin D3 and omega-3s, and also vitamin C. So you can piece those together any way you want. You get an extra 10% off. And you can put a bundle on auto ship now, which means you get that 10% off plus the 10% from being on auto ship, total of 20. And this 10% off on the bundle goes for 2 months, meaning if you get it today, you'll get that 10% off today. And if you have it on auto ship, you'll get the 10% off the next month also, meaning a total of 20% off for both months, and which if you add that together comes up to 40%. So that's that. And then also we have two combo packs that we still have on sale, really great ones. One's called the Pro Enzyme Pack. It's $35 off to get your digestive enzymes and your premium probiotics. These are two premier products. There's none better anywhere in the world of this type of product, and you can put them together in a pack and get a $30 discount. The other pack called the Calm Down Combo, ashwagandha with turmeric, and that one is $31 off the pack. And those are two really great combo packs for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Bruce, I'll just say this, in regard to med beds, anti-aging, the age of immortality, more and more as research is done, the focus starts to point to two different things. One is the mitochondria, which are the little powerhouses in your cells.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is what's called epigenetic reprogramming. And if you watch, as I do, and Bruce, watch lectures and updates on research from people like David Sinclair, you'll know they're focused on the mitochondria, and they're focused on epigenetic reprogramming. And mitochondria are very interesting. Some people would call little creatures. Mitochondria have been around on God's earth for a really long time. They started out as bacteria. And somewhere around between 1 billion and 2 billion years ago, they began producing more energy than they needed to survive, probably because of a change in the atmosphere or the electromagnetic field of the earth or the sun. something changed, and all of a sudden they could produce more energy than they needed. They became more efficient. And nobody's sure if they decided to merge with other single-celled organisms to donate energy, or if those other organisms engulfed the bacteria, which is what mitochondria were back in the day, in order to add more energy. But in any regard, between that and God's gift of enzymes at one point, between those times also, you started to get multi-celled organisms, and eventually you have the large organisms that you see today, and we still have those same bacteria in our bodies by the quintillions. And they have morphed since that time. They're not bacteria as they used to be, but that DNA from back then, which has morphed all around the world, the mitochondrial DNA, which the mitochondria have their own DNA in addition to the nuclear DNA, and the DNA of people in different parts of the world in their mitochondria is very different. A person from the Arctic Circle has totally different mitochondrial DNA than a person from the equator. And you also have different mitochondria all throughout your body. The mitochondria in your heart is different from the mitochondria in your liver and in your brain. And there's actually 26 different kinds of mitochondria in the average human. And all this while, their job, which is many jobs, but the main one is to produce energy that's contributed, it's donated to the rest of the cell, to the organelles in the cell. And human bodies are bodies electric. We are these vastly intricate molecular systems that are passing electrons from one place to another by the trillions in a second. And it's all driven by the power supply coming from the mitochondria. And if your mitochondria are healthy and they're producing enough of an electron storm, so to speak, they call it an electron chain, then your body has a chance to be very healthy. But as soon as the mitochondria start to diminish or go awry, that's when problems start to happen and you start to get cells that were functioning properly while the mitochondria was functioning turn to cancer when the mitochondria stops functioning properly.
Okay.
And your heart muscle becomes very weak if your mitochondria stop producing enough ATP, the powering molecule of the electron chain. And now your heart will get weak and you'll have congestive heart failure. And the problems go on and on and on. And that's why David Sinclair and others focus so much on the mitochondria. What are we going to do in the future to help people's mitochondria stay strong, avoid being cut up by free radicals, avoid being poisoned by toxins, avoid general atrophy from aerobic life, so that we can live longer and happier. And there are scientific labs that are experimenting with extracting mitochondria from the human cell, bringing it outside into petri dishes, and experimenting with various different things in an attempt to restore the mitochondria back to a younger age. And a big issue with needing to be at a younger age is similar to the genes in your nucleus. The mitochondria have to be expressed in order to be effective. And the genes are just sitting there quietly, all wrapped up in a nice cozy blanket, behaving themselves. And until something comes along and says, hey, we're going to pose this top part of the blanket aside so we can see an area that we want to make a copy of and come out into the rest of the mitochondria, or in the case of the nucleus, come out into the cytoplasm and make some really cool stuff like adenosine triphosphate and proteins that build muscle. So it's this elaborate dance, and the mitochondria also share. So the mitochondria are eavesdropping on other mitochondria inside a cell, and they're eavesdropping on the voracity of the mitochondria in neighboring cells. And if they sense that a cell nearby them is wavering, they'll literally set up a tube, a nanotube, and they will share energy with a neighboring cell that is not doing well. When you ask David Sinclair or others, are mitochondria sentient? Are they aware? Are they intelligent? Are they intelligent beings just all on their own? And the answer is probably. We don't have any way to prove it, but they probably are. And so what do we do today to support our mitochondria? There's many, many, many things that you can do. I did a whole podcast on this subject. But very simply, you can give them the substrates that they need in order to perform their duties. Substrates being nutrients. And what do they need? Well, they need some fuel in the form of good fats or good carbohydrates, and then they have to be able to convert that fuel into energy. And in order to do that, you need some vitamins, vitamin B1, B3, B6, and you need coenzyme Q10, and you have to have that available. So as the mitochondria starts to spin this cycle called the Krebs cycle, they have all the things they need to convert this to that, to that, to that, to that, to that, to adenosine triphosphate. And we know what those nutrients are, and that's why they're in Boomer Boost. They're in Boomer Boost specifically because our mitochondria need them, right? Mitochondria are also very, very susceptible to caustic attack, meaning free radicals, hydroxyl radicals, reactive oxygen species. And eventually, mitochondria can be snipped to death by these byproducts of aerobic life. And the good news is we know the exact molecules that will scavenge those free radicals and neutralize them,
mm-hmm.
so that your mitochondria will be healthier for a lot longer. So what are those? Glutathione, proanthocyanins, vitamin A, C, and E, selenium, zinc, trimethylglycine, all those things are in Boomer Boost. For that reason, for helping your mitochondria survive and helping other organelles and cells survive the onslaught of aerobic life. And what else do you need? About 50% of what you need is superoxide dismutase. Because your mitochondria produce a massive amount of reactive oxygen species because one of their waste products, right? Hydrogen peroxide interacts with iron and creates these wicked free radicals, and you need SOD to neutralize them. Otherwise, your mitochondria gets destroyed. And so where is the SOD? It's in barley. It's in heirloom barley and gladiator barley. So when people say, what are we going to do to help our mitochondria? Well, there's a big part of it right there. Don't let them get oxidized. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them get oxidized, and don't let them starve to death because they don't have enough B vitamins and coenzyme Q10. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't let them be exposed to toxins that that will render them useless and cancerous. Okay? So detoxify your body. Use barley. Use zeolite to detoxify your body, and your mitochondria will thank you. Right? And for, you know, for the love of God, don't stress them out. Don't create massive inflammation that damage your mitochondria because you're sitting around of the belief that things are not okay 95% of the time. Right? Practice your gratitude ceremonies. Say your prayers. Thank God for your life. Thank God for our earth that He's given us. And create gratitude stacks. Linger in gratitude every morning. The longer you linger in gratitude, the more your mitochondria are going to love you, because eventually you'll set up a feedback loop between your amygdala, your frontal cortex, and your heart muscle that will be constantly informing the rest of your endocrine system that things are okay and there's no need to produce excessive amounts of cortisol, which are going to destroy your mitochondria. So whether you have a med bed or not, you need to know this. You need to know this because you are going to need it even after you get out of the med bed, because you're still going to be living on planet Earth with an electromagnetic field, with solar radiation, with pollution, et cetera, et cetera. And so you have to care for your mitochondria before, during, and after the med bed. And that's how you get started. Also helps a lot to have red light therapy for your mitochondria, and we'll get into that on another day because it's already 20 after 10, Bruce. We don't want people's eyes to glaze over with too much information about mitochondria.
Wow. Well, that's terrific, Bob. I think that was a master class. I was just thinking. Hold on one sec. Bob, hold on to a sec. I got a call I'm going to take real quick, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Keep going for a minute. Keep going. Tell them about the website.
Yeah, sure. So the other thing that is really valuable to know is that our new product, which is Myotrol, when it was designed, it was designed to create expression of all different bits of information from the nucleus and from the mitochondria that we know is extremely valuable and we know gets sequestered with age. And so the design of Myotrol as the first epigenetic reprogrammer is addressing directly the issues that I was just talking about. And so your body will produce a lot more energy, which is the job of your mitochondria, when you're using Myotrol. And one of the main reasons is at the end of the cycle, the Krebs cycle, there's an issue where you have to have a balance that's very similar to a car's carburetor, where you have to have the right amount of gas and the right amount of air coming in so that you can have combustion. Too much or too little of one or the other, it's sluggish. The same is true with mitochondria, and the two compounds that have to balance are NADH and NAD+. And there's a gene that regulates that balance. But if that gene gets covered up by that blanket we talked about and is not revealing its magic code, now you've got rough running mitochondria, right? And Myotrol, part of Myotrol's design was specifically to activate that gene that creates that balance, right? And that's one of the reasons people feel so much energy when they take Myotrol. All right, Bruce,
excellent,
you're back.
Bob.
I'm done.
I'm back. Okay, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that so much. To get to Bob's website, the Boomer site, just go to bigcalluniverse.com, and then when you get on my homepage, you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. If you click on it, it's a direct link into Bob's site. But go ahead and get on and go through all the various products that he's talking about. You've got a number of sale items, some bundles to check out on the on-sale drop-down menu after products. And you'll see quite a bit of information at the bottom of the page, the footer of his page, which is a number of podcasts and YouTube archives and so on. Just a lot of good information for us. So do that. You can put an order together online, which most people do. And then if you have an issue or have a question that you need to talk to somebody, you can call the 800 number, which is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And make sure that you do that if you need. But 98% of the people put their orders in online. And that's great. So check out the sales. Check out what is available. We're looking forward to Myotrol coming back in on the 30th with shipping possibly out that day, Tuesday or possibly Wednesday. So we'll see. Hopefully that truck makes it in like we expect, and everything gets offloaded, and next thing you know, that it's going right back out to Big Call Universe. Thank you very much. Also, let's just say this. Bob, I just think that was an incredible talk about mitochondria, about everything that we need to know, and the fact that we need to maintain our new bodies even after the med beds. And I'm glad, Bob, you mentioned something about that. That was really, really good and important. Because we're still living in this world, we still have toxicity, we still have water issues, and you know, sunlight and all that stuff. So we have to, we have to take all that into consideration. All right, let's get into the intel segment for tonight, and I'm going to say, this is amazing. Okay, we have some information that we got a little while ago that was suggesting that President Trump had made a little short video clip announcement saying that American citizens would all be very happy at the end of this month. Now, I heard him say something like that about U.S. citizens or American citizens would be very happy soon, and I think he was referring to by the end of this month, which is what we've been hearing, right? We've been hearing by the end of this month. We heard we could get some action over this weekend. We've had a couple of real high-up sources in our number one bank and in redemption centers from our contact from Treasury that's saying, you know, be prepared for something to start for us. And I'm taking that to mean notifications by the end of this week. And I'm going to say weekend, and not, you know, Saturday, Sunday is the weekend. And maybe we do get something over the weekend. Maybe we start with notifications by or on the weekend. But we have heard that we should get everything that we're looking for by or before the end of this month. Well, the month end is Tuesday. That's the 30th of September. The 1st of October is Wednesday. So we are closing in on it, even as we speak, with this being Thursday the 25th. So let's look at it this way. We're almost to the end. Now let's talk about what else we have heard that is really interesting. Two other things that I think are very important in terms of what we're waiting for. We've heard that our quantum accounts, and these are the accounts, you remember, that we access with our quantum card that will be issued to us at the Redemption Center. Okay? And remember, what we should have in those quantum accounts that would be loaded up this Sunday night, over the weekend, let's call it Sunday evening to Sunday night, we're supposed to have our Doge payments in there, our R&R, Restitution and Reconciliation Allowance, in there, and we're supposed to have our tariff dividends in that account. Now, they're calling ZIM holders sovereigns. They know pretty much who the ZIM holders are or who the sovereigns are. And I'm sure that they have set aside enough money for the ZIM to be redeemed. Now, that money essentially is set aside but is not in our quantum account yet, because we have to bring the ZIM into the Redemption Center to redeem it, as well as the rest of our currencies. Dinar, dong, rupiah, afghani, and all the other currencies that are going up in value that many of us have, like the Venezuelan bolivar, for example, is another good one. So when we do our exchange and our redemption of ZIM at the redemption centers, that total will go into our quantum account. Then we move what we need for the first 60 to 90 days. I've heard 60, I've heard 90. I'm going to say 60 to 90 days. Move what we think we need into our primary Wells Fargo account. And then if we set up subsequent sub-accounts, we can move some of that money in a few days later. But making that first deposit, if you will, into our primary bank account with Wells, we do that based on what we anticipate we need for the first 60 to 90 days. Now, why that period of time? And we're under an NDA for 60 to 90 days. They want to see how we utilize it, how we spend it, make sure it's going to the proper causes and not to some nefarious group. Okay? That's why they're watching us, to see how that goes. And then after 60 days, maybe 90, but 60 to 90 days, after that, we should be able to move as much as we want into our primary Wells account. And you can also attach other banks to your quantum card. It doesn't have to be only Wells. Excuse me. I'm going to attach one or two other banks to that quantum account so that I can move funds as I need into those other banks. Okay? All right, that's one of the things that we're looking for to occur. I don't think we'll see it until we go in for our exchange, but it will take place Sunday night. All right, let's see. The other thing, let's see, what else did I want to talk about? All right, I'm going to talk about this for a second. That is such a big deal, though. To get those accounts hydrated with money from Doge, from R&R, and also from tariff dividends. That is huge. And the tariff dividends we're talking about, I believe President Trump is referring to an account in the Treasury that was the $150 trillion balance that we had to work with for that. Now, that may include more than just tariff dividends. I would think it would be, but it was $150 trillion. I've heard him say it at least twice, and I mentioned on the call the last, I think it was last Tuesday and the previous Thursday, maybe. So that's a huge balance to work with, to start with. All right, here's the other thing that I was looking for. We understand from a source that we have, which is working with the Treasury, that is saying, remember I've told you guys for at least a month now that I am hearing that Nasara Jassara will begin implementation on October 1st, which is Wednesday. Okay, a week from yesterday. This coming Wednesday is October 1st. Now, here's the thing. I heard today that with Nasara and Jassara, which is the global, you know, Economic Security and Recovery Act, that we would get it rolled out, meaning Nasara for the U.S., Nasara rolled out from October 1st through the end of the year, which is December 31st. So 3 months, we should have everything in Nasara at least announced and rolled out to where we understand what it includes. And I have heard from a source which is in working with the Treasury that it's called not the VAT, that's the Europe term for value-added tax, but our consumption tax would start on October 1st. Now, why would that happen on October 1st? I have another source that's talking about it starting, in his opinion, January 1st. I like the concept of October 1st for one reason, because if we bring out Nasara, our new USN currency, right, digital and the physical money, folding money, around October 1st, are we essentially letting the USA Inc. go in favor of the restored republic to start on October 1st, which, remember, is the start of the U.S. fiscal, F-I-S-C-A-L, not physical, fiscal, F-I-S-C-A-L, fiscal year, starts October 1. Well, wouldn't you want to start the new year with the new system, with the new money, with Nasara? I would think so, which Nasara includes the consumption tax, which is something that takes away all the other taxes, income taxes, property taxes, you know, real estate, all those things. It should eliminate all of those in favor of a tax around 14 or 15% on new items, and the tax is imported, meaning included in the price of goods, imported in goods that you buy. Does not include anything that's used. Used homes, used furniture, used whatever that you buy would not have that tax included. Should not be on food like groceries. It may still be on restaurant checks. However, I'm not sure of that because that sometimes is considered a service. Remember the old days when a service was not to be taxed. Remember, only a product but not a service? Well, they changed that on us years and years ago. So I don't know how they're going to treat restaurant food, okay? Restaurant food and drink. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, we'll be able to afford it. Doesn't really matter. But if Nisara Jisara does kick off on Wednesday, October 1st, we could just start with the consumption tax starting on that day. And I don't know. This is just a theory that I have because of the idea of starting off with a restored republic, you know, without the old system. And what about this continuing resolution concept to continue the government? Well, why don't we just let the government shut down at the end of this month, this fiscal year, and start back up on October 1st with the restored republic, which you guys got to realize. I told you guys this on Tuesday. Our new U.S. Treasury has gazillions and gazillions of dollars, new dollars, USN already. I mean, guys, you have no idea how much currency has been seized, homes have been seized, other items have been seized, bonds have been seized, people that have tried to take advantage and game the system, but doing it illegally, have been picked up and arrested, and their stuff has been seized and is now property of your new U.S. Treasury. I mean, it's loaded, loaded for bear. And I'm excited about where we're going. Now, what does that mean for our notifications? Could we get notified over the weekend and start Monday or Tuesday? I don't know. I mean, we're supposed to be happy. Or, and I'm not trying to move this out, guys. You know me. I don't do that. But is it possible we get notified around Monday or Tuesday and begin exchanges on the 1st of October in the new system using the USN and the Restored Republic and Nisara? I don't know. It's only a thought. It's just a theory. I don't know that. Nobody's telling me that yet. So we'll see how that goes. In the meantime, I think it's important for you to consider, Sue is still offering the MedBed 100, which she spoke about in her segment, and I talked about it as well. I think it's a really great idea to get that if you plan to do anything with the MedBeds. I mean, if you have dire need, yeah, you need it. But even if you don't have dire need, but you would like to add some of these other attributes that you can add in the MedBed, like Sue was talking about, being able to read for music, you know, read music for voice. I learned how to do that in choir, and I don't know, I haven't done it in a long time, but I think I could still do it. But I want to be able to read music for guitar and for piano, keyboards, Moog synthesizer, you know? And I think I'll be able to do that. That's one of the things I'm going to get in the MedBeds. There's so many options that you probably aren't thinking about of things that you need to add. Who gets priority? If you've got dire need and you're a ZIM holder or a sovereign, that's what they're referring to us as, sovereigns, then you get moved to the top of the class. You move up in priority to get in there. They want all ZIM holders or sovereigns to be around for a while, to see these projects implemented, to see them implemented to completion. Hey, man, that could be 50, 100, 200 or 300 years. We should be around for that. I plan to be around. Why do we have to die in our 90s or 100? Why do we have to go that quick? you know, when Methuselah, what was he, 969 years old, something like that? Noah? You know, all these Old Testament guys lived to be in the 800 and 900 years. And then all of a sudden something happened, and we were shortened to 70-plus years. I'm thinking, man, just when you get things cranked up, get things started, you're gonna pack it in, throw in the towel, and leave? I mean, listen, I get it. If you're a believer, I get it. You're like, man, I've lived a full life. I'm ready to kick it. I'm ready to meet Christ, meet Jesus, go to heaven, and spend eternity with the Lord. I get that. I get it. I just think God's got a lot for us to do still on this earth until he comes back to meet us in the clouds, the great catching away of the body of Christ, the quote-unquote church, which is not a building, but it's a body of believers in Christ. And, you know, I want to be ready. At the same time, I'd like to occupy until he comes. Occupy with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, working with the veterans, working with pastors, evangelists, and missionaries, with the pastoral retreat network. You know, there's a lot to do. There's a lot to do. We could have so much fun doing it, too. I'm really excited about it. You guys know I am. You can tell. But we're looking really good. We're a week away or less than a week. Even if it does start October 1st, we think it's going to start for us in some form, which should be notifications by the end of this month, maybe by the weekend. We don't know. It's not 100% clear. We're hearing things that say both. Weekend, end of the month. Either way, it's only a couple days apart. So, I'm excited. That's what I wanted to bring to you guys tonight. And let's say, first of all, if anybody you're reading puts down the concept of redemption centers, don't read it. It's just a lie. It's not true. Redemption centers are alive and well. We know a dozen people that are the leaders of redemption centers. Some of them are over 6 or 7. Some of them are over 1. It just depends. But we just know the people that are the heads of them, the leaders, and a lot of the people that are going there. So all of that is absolutely real. They're ready for us. They're all trained up and ready for us to go in. All right, so that's what I wanted to bring tonight. I want to say thank you to everybody that supports the Big Call in terms of GCK and Doug and Pastor Scott and Jeannie and the satellite team. And thank you, obviously, Sue, for doing these teachings and bringing these cool segments and just being the light of the Big Call. I think Sue is the light of the Big Call. And Bob, wow, what a treatise tonight that Bob brought us in his segment about energy and mitochondria and about just everything. Check the sales out. They're really good. I went ahead and put one together Tuesday and have that on its way now. And then be patient for Myotrol. Should be able to order it starting Tuesday or Wednesday and get it shipped out to you. So thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening and being part of this call for 14 years. And let's see what happens over the weekend and see if see what we have by Tuesday, which is the last day of this month, the 30th, 5 days from now. So make sure you get in touch with Sue for the MedBed 100. Remember that you send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and let her know, whether you have PayPal or not, put your name and your telephone number, I always say cell phone number, in the body of the email, and go ahead and send those out, and then you'll be all prepared for that 10 to 15 minute interview that you'll do before laying down into the med bed. It's going to be an amazing experience. It's going to go way beyond physical healing. So get the MedBed 100 audios, not video, audios. And these are the two classes totaling about 3 hours and all for $100. This is an investment in your life, in your future. So go ahead and send those emails out to Sue. Let her put you on the list and get you taken care of, okay? Meanwhile, let's just pray the call out and look forward to what could be a really strong weekend, or it could be a great end of the month. So let's see which it is, okay? Could be both. Well, Lord God, thank you so much for all that you've done to prepare us for this, the teaching that you had for us to learn, the information that Sue has brought, the information that Bob has brought, the intel that I've been furnished with. Thank you for everything that you've done in our lives to take us to this point. Now help us to go all the way through it and come all the way out ready to be good stewards, to uplift humanity and encourage one another around the globe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks everybody for listening again. I appreciate it. Let's see what happens, and we'll more than likely talk to you Tuesday. All right? Have a great weekend, everybody.